Hey guys, how wonderful to hear your voices this morning. We have Washington, D.C., and we have 45 states, and I could have missed one or two. But praise the Lord, and welcome to Canada, and welcome to Belgium. And right away, before we start, I want to have a prayer. And I think you've all heard that today we're going to get an announcement that our president is recognizing Jerusalem as the eternal capital of Israel, and that they will start on plans to move the embassy. Now, here's my prayer request right now before we go into that. Gary Bauer, who ran for president in one of the recent elections, and he was a part of the Reagan administration, he is the head of our office, CUFI Action, in Washington, D.C., Christians United for Israel. And so he sent me an email that they were going to have a call today, that the president was going to have a White House conference call with pro-Israel leaders. And Gary said he emailed to us that he had submitted my name. Well, we were supposed to get an invitation from the White House last night with details about the call. This morning, I got this from Gary Bauer. The White House conference call on Israel today is in flux. Keep watching your inbox for details. However, I cannot guarantee who will be able to participate. Nonetheless, it is a great day for those of us who love Israel. Your work has paid dividends. So I emailed him back this morning. Oh, yes, Gary, thank you for submitting my name. I do hope I get to listen on this historic call. Have you seen my recent tweets on the subject? And today, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Central, I have a conference call, prayer call for Israel. Last week, here's where I bring you guys in. Last week, we had participants from 46 states, D.C., Canada, and Belgium. We have been praying for this. In a half an hour, I sent them to a half hour before this call, we will be rejoicing together. My most recent tweet, tax cut is great, but moving the embassy will bring greater blessings. Genesis 12:3, blessing equals increase and cursing equals loss. And to top it all off, Gary, today is my birthday. What a gift. So I want to have prayer right now that everything about that prayer that's in flux right now will get straightened out, and I'm going to be so bold as to get you guys to pray the prayer of agreement with me that I do get to be in on that call. So here goes. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, how grateful and thankful we are for your wonderful blessings. How marvelously we praise you, Lord, that you have influenced our president, that you have spoken into his ear, that your spirit in his spirit has quickened him to recognize what the Word of God says, that Jerusalem, the apple of your eye, is the eternal capital of Israel. And we thank you, dear Father, that we are in line for the blessings that are promised to us all throughout the Word of God, but also in Genesis 12:3. Now, Lord, I got all these prayer partners on here with me, and we are agreeing in prayer because you said it in Matthew, that if any two of us on earth would agree as touching anything, you would do it. Father, we call upon you. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus and getting agreement from all these dear ones. Number one, that this call, this White House conference call, will get out of what Gary has called flux, and that all of its components will straighten out. And Father, I would ask you that I get to participate in this call. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, and give you great glory. How we give you glory for what you have done. How we thank you and praise you that the United States of America is in line for a blessing. Father, we just worship you and give you glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, I've got my computer right here beside me, and if I hear anything while we're on this call, I will let you know. Let me fix it here. It's about to fall. But I got my little laptop right here. And if it comes on, our answer to prayer that I get in on this call, I will let you know. As I said, we're just ever so grateful, ever so grateful. And we all know what Genesis 12:3 says. But I'm going to read it to you because I want to declare it today. Bless the Lord. Now, Jehovah has said unto Abram, this is Genesis 12:1, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I, God himself, will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And so I want to read something to you, which is why I said in my tweet that blessing equals increase and cursing equals loss. I want to tell you where I got that. You know, you hardly get anything. You don't get anything from yourself. I receive from the Lord, of course, and then I receive from others and receive from the Word of God. And there is a wonderful psalm. It's Psalm 115. You will probably want to hear it. But it has that's one of its verses, verse 11, in I'm reading to you out of the Art Scrolls, which is a translation from Hebrew into English. And in the 11th verse, I don't know which verse it is in King James, you who fear Hashem, that is Jehovah, trust in Hashem. He is their help and their shield. Hashem, who has remembered us, will bless. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear Hashem, the small as well as the great. That would include us. Now, verse 14 is the one I really want to emphasize right now. May Hashem add upon you. Upon you and upon your children, you are blessed of Hashem, maker of heaven and earth. Now, on that first 14th verse, it says in the King James, may the Lord increase you, you and your children. Now, in this English translation from the Hebrew, by Hebrew speakers, they translate it, may Hashem add upon you and your children. And then I found this comment in the commentary in the Art Scrolls. These words provide a most accurate description of the true nature of bracha, blessing. Blessing means increase and abundance, whereas the closest definition of kala, curse, is decrease and loss. So I put that in my tweet. Blessing means increase, equals increase and abundance, and cursing is decrease and loss. So, what can we expect now? We can expect in this United States of America blessing, because this word of God is true. We are thankful to God for this. We've been praying for this. Now, the world is having a fit about this, which was what they seem to have been afraid of. The terror group Hamas is calling for a day of rage Friday. Friday is the day that the Muslims worship. And so they're calling for a day of rage Friday, urging Palestinians to protest President Donald Trump's plan to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and move the U.S. embassy there from Tel Aviv. The group Hamas, which is designated a terrorist organization by the U.S., encouraged Palestinians in an official Arabic statement to send a message, quote, with all available means, end quote, to Israel after the upcoming Friday prayers. It added that making Jerusalem the Israeli capital was crossing, quote, a red line, end quote. the significance of Trump moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, quote, "We call on all people of Palestine to declare Rage Day on Friday against Israel, denying the U.S. plan to move its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital," end quote, the statement read. It added, quote, "The youth and the Palestinian resistance in the West Bank need to respond with all means available to the U.S. decision that harms our Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a red line, and the resistance will not allow any desecration of it." Senior Hamas chief Ismail Haniyeh also called upon people to stand against efforts to, quote, "Judaize Jerusalem." According to the official group account in Arabic, the warning reports that Trump will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel on Wednesday and will move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to the Holy City, although the process could take up to 4 years to complete. Now, as expected, the world response is great. From Berlin, we have this. Germany is concerned that violent clashes could erupt in the Middle East following reports that U.S. President Donald Trump would recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, its foreign ministry said on Wednesday. So that's Germany weighing in. France's foreign minister also warned on its website that demonstrations were expected and that its nationals should avoid them and any large crowds in East Jerusalem, the West Bank, and Gaza. In an update of its travel advice for Israel and the Palestinian territories, the German ministry in Berlin said, quote, "From December 6, 2017, there may be demonstrations in Jerusalem, the West Bank, and the Gaza Strip. Violent clashes cannot be ruled out. It advised its travelers in Jerusalem to closely monitor the situation via local media and avoid the affected areas." Senior U.S. officials said on Tuesday that Trump will recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital on Wednesday and set in motion the relocation of the U.S. embassy to the city. And now from China. The Trump plan to move embassy in Israel could spark, quote, "new hostility," end quote. The Jerusalem Post gave these accounts of the different countries. Russia, quote, "U.S. embassy move to Jerusalem may further worsen Israeli-Palestinian relations." Reuters reports in Moscow, the Kremlin said on Wednesday that Russia was concerned that the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian authorities could be aggravated further by U.S. President Donald Trump's plans to move the embassy. However, quote, this is Russia, "we would not discuss the decisions which have not been taken yet," Kremlin spokesman told a conference with reporters. And then we go on and on to all of the nations of the world. But you know, the Bible says they cry out, but so what if they cry out? God laughs at them. He who sits on the circle of the earth, it says, laughs at the nations. It's so incredibly foolish to consider what the world outcry might be when you have the Word of God. That it will be blessings. And I do say to you, we will watch, and the United States will know blessings. Now, whatever little fly in the ointment came along on this call, or any flies in the ointment that might come on now, let's just get rid of them right now in our prayers. Father, in the name above every name, we know here that the nations are against this. We know that he who is called the prince of the powers of the air is against this, and he's working feverishly to stop it. But in the name above every name, in the name of Yahweh Yeshua, we do say and we do pray. We do both Mark 11:23, Mark 11:24. We do every prayer promise in the Bible that we ask you, Father, to protect, to encircle, to visit with your holy presence President Donald John Trump today, to strengthen his inner man
as it is written in Ephesians that you do, to strengthen his inner man, that he will not in any way yield to the enemy or his forces, but he will yield to the voice and the Spirit of the living God. Holy Father, Rostadamakaya, how grateful we are. How thankful we are. Istiona makahalito no nombrati nishando. And Father, I'm going to say this to the prayers right now. You can rest assured that Israel, its armies, its police force, its border police, are all on guard against what might happen tomorrow or today even. Or tomorrow, I say Friday, not today or tomorrow, but Friday. But it could happen up until then. You can rest assured that they have everything prepared. But their preparations are nothing to the angelic hosts. And so, to the angelic hosts, we say, based on Hebrews, that you are at our disposal. We do, from all across the world here, we do know that the host of the living God, the angelic army, he is Yahweh Sabaoth, he is the God of hosts. And we know that the angelic army is on duty. Oh, it's like that in the Bible, Father, where the prophet saw, but his assistant, his helper, did not see the host that was with him. And so, Father, those heavenly hosts, those angelic hosts, those armies, Father, in the name above all name, that have so assisted Israel, that assisted Israel from the days of the Bible to the Six-Day War. We do ask that they're on duty, and we do praise you that they are. We know that they are. And we add our voices in exultation and praise and glory to you, Father, because you are the Most High. You are Elyon, you are El Shaddai, you are Yahweh, Yeshua. And we are thankful that the greater one has all this in his aramasitalotonje frasturgombrata, in his focus. How thankful we are, how grateful we are that you give us the honor to bless Israel. Oh, la brasito nanyero to Nicola daia ifranoshkidiando and berfro Nicola kashkadunje de machi de cobrate and sernoninicabra and sernoninicabra and sernoninicabra tito frita nanyeno coho shato bafronico bafronico ibrasote de gaalata. And shurnikata pumpapa pisho tenikalatache and vrestionaka and vrestionakania. How grateful we are, how thankful we are, how blessed it is, how marvelous it is to know you, Lord. Hoshanto, hoshanto, hoshanto. My God and my King, I thank you. I thank you for life and living and purpose and provision, and family, and friends, and partners. Oh, Holy Father, look at this. It is written that we can be in partnership with you. And look at all of us here and all of this representation, Lord. We know that we are in partnership with you and that you have touched every heart from each of these places to join in and work with God in prayer. Oh, guys, by the way, I need your help on our venue for our autumn assembly. We were having some challenges. The people that we had weren't at it this year, not going into all that. But we knew this at the end of autumn assembly, and Brother Copeland led the prayer that we would have the very best place we still do not know where that best place is, as we have gone down this avenue and that avenue. So I want you to agree with me right now, Heavenly Father, in the name above all names. I've asked my friends here to agree with me for your work, for your Autumn Assembly, and that very, very soon now, we will have the identification. We will be able to know where it is. You know where it is. And very soon, I'm asking that you reveal it to us in Jesus' holy name. Oh, Father, how thankful we are. How preciously, marvelously, your word is so delicious to us. How wonderful to see the hand of God move upon our president. We are praying, first of all, for the president, for the administration, for the Rosta de Macaya, for the Ashintahanya, the judges. Coming up, dear Father, is this decision regarding the cake maker. Father, we plead his case and we plead all of our cases that they will recognize that we in the United States of America can do business according to our consciences. And so we ask you to move upon the Supreme Court judges who are considering that very case now. And in the name above all names, Father, we do pray, Ishtiano no Cobre, for our lawmakers, for our judges, from the top to the very town where we live. In Jesus' name, we ask you and your influence upon them. Oh, Father, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Dear friends, I have a book, a little mini book. And the Bible is clear that nations as nations know their judgment on one thing, how they treat Israel. So I have a little mini book that says, Judgment of the Nations for How They Treat Israel. We normally sell this for $3, but I'm making it a special today for $2 plus shipping. If you will call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And you'll have to mention that you heard it on the Israel call for the $2 special price. I wish you would order like maybe $10, get five of them, and pass them out, especially if you know anybody who has government or in churches, to let them know how our prayers need to be, that we are blessing Israel. And for our dear Canadian friends, we know you have governments that bless Israel and governments that turn a little bit to the other side. So I recommend that you get this book, and we will ship it to Canada, too, for $2 plus shipping. And so this is Billy Brim. I want to tell you about what my day is. I'm going to be at the noon prayer. We're going to be receiving my daughter Shelley is going to be helping us. She's got some wonderful things on the blood. And we're going to be taking communion together. What a great day to take communion. The day that our nation is blessing Israel. And my birthday. Brother Copeland's birthday, too. He and I share the birthday. He's 2 years older than I am. So you could figure out how old I am. But it doesn't matter because we're young in the Lord. And I do thank you all for your faithfulness to God. And your faithfulness to pray. Then I'm going to be, after that, I'm going to be getting in my car and heading down to Collinsville, Oklahoma, where there's a Christmas party planned tonight. And you know that church in Collinsville, a Glorious Church Fellowship, is the foundation of our ministry. It's the hub of Billy Brim Ministry. So I'll be at that Christmas party tonight. And I pray God's holy, wonderful, magnifical blessings on all of you as we go into this. If you can watch on Roku or Apple TV or Dish Network, our broadcast, Believer's Voice of Victory. No, it's the Believer's Voice of Victory Network you can watch it on. And it's my program, The Prophetic Witness, and we go on into some amazing things about Christmas and why we celebrate December 25th. And when we were doing it, our camera crew got so happy
And we decided that we would make a special presentation of this by CD or DVD or some other way. But you can tune in to one of those ways and watch it. Shelley, my daughter Shelley and I, she just got back from Israel a week there and learned some things and was blessed in so many things. It's going to show up on our, we have a trip this summer. Actually, I'm taking a trip to Israel in May. And then Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Terry Pearson's, is taking a trip in June. So I may take another trip. I'm thinking about it in either November or December, 1 year from now. So hallelujah, thank God. He's raised us up to stand with Israel in this hour and to pray for our national leaders. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom.